The Bahraini regime's refusal to hand over the body of a protester is spurring fresh demonstrations. While villages across the Persian Gulf island are witnessing a wave of anti-regime protests, protesters are demanding the regime release the body of Mahmoud al-Jaziri. He died last week from injuries he sustained during anti-regime protests. He was shot directly in the head during a peaceful rally near the capital, Manama. Demonstrations have escalated in Bahrain on the second anniversary of an uprising there. Scores of people have been killed in protests, which continue almost on a daily basis despite a heavy-handed crackdown. Joining me now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, is Mr. Kamal Wazni. He is a political analyst. Mr. Wazni, welcome to the program. Give us your views about the persistent protests by the Bahraini demonstrators and also about the unabated brutal crackdown by Saudi-backed security forces.
This is basically the inhumane treatment of the injured and dead by the evil regime of Bahrain and the monarchy that exists to torture and to discriminate against its own people. The fact those people holding back the dead body that which they shot show they are afraid to tell what happened to that body because it's actually violate every international law and what they have done, it's amount to war crime against their own people. And those people eventually, if there would be a trial, international trial or local trial, will be prosecuted as a criminal. The nature of this monarchy does not have any respect, does not have any regard for its own people or the welfare of the state. All they concern about is to remain in power and to keep that discrimination going in Bahrain. On the other side, you have the Bahraini people are determined to carry their cause so justice will prevail and Bahraini in the end will not give up their right to have a democratic state and the right to live and to exist in a country that has denied them the basic rights and liberty.
Very well. Political analyst Mr. Kamal Wazni from Beirut. Sir, thank you for contributing to the program.